phylum Echinodermata. These are all marine organisms in the ocean floor. They are radially symmetric at adult stage. They have water vascular system. They have tube feet for locomotion. Example is starfish, brittle star, sea urchins, and sea cucumbers. Class Pterodea. They are star-shaped with five arms. Arms are not fully demarcated from central disc. They are flattened dorsal ventrally with calcareous plates. They have movable spines. Example is starfish. Class Ophiuroidea. They are star-shaped with five arms. Has long arms which are sharply demarcated from central discs. It has spines and calcareous plates. Example is brittle star. Class Echinoidea. It has a globular body. It has no arms. It has spines. Example is sea urchins. Class Holothuroidea. Cucumber shaped. It's a ship. It has no arms. It has no spines. Example is sea cucumbers. Phylum Chordata. They have notochord. They have dorsal hollow nerve cord. They possess pharyngeal slits. There's a presence of post and anal tail. This means a tail extends beyond the anus. They are bilaterally symmetrical. They have well-developed sense organs. The notochord is a rod-like internal supporting structure which runs dorsally to the digestive tract and is found in the embryonic stage of all cord invertebrates, which form the largest group of this phylum. The notochord is replaced during embryonic development by vertebral column. The pharyngeal clefts are slits leading from the throat to the outside of the body. In terrestrial vertebrates, these develop into the eustachian tube, which connects the middle ear to the back of the throat. In aquatic vertebrates, they develop into gill slits. There are 6 classes of chordates. And they are called vertebrates because they have backbone or vertebral column which replaced the notochord during embryonic development. Functions of part. The notochord provides support. The dorsal hollow nerve cord enlarges at the anterior end to form brain. Pharyngeal slits. It helps in feeding and gaseous exchange. The tail is for locomotion. Classes in the phylum Chordata. Class Chondrichthyes. Class Amphibia. Class Reptilia. Class Apes. Class Mammalia. It should be noted that the most distinguishing feature in the class Chordata is the notochord. The largest class of Chordata is the class Osteichthyes. The largest class of Chordata in terrestrial environment is the class Apes. Class Chondrichthyes. The skeleton is made up of cartilage. It has tooth-like scales. These are known as plasmoid scales. It has ventral mouth. They have fleshy fins. The tail is heterocercal. They have no operculum. The gill slips open directly to the outside. Examples are sharks, rays, dogfish, and skates. Their habitat is marine environment. Class Osteichthyes. The skeleton is mainly made up of bones. The skin covered by a flat, barcodely overlapping removable scales. They have terminal mouth. Fins are straightened by bony fin rays. Tail is homocerical. Operculum covers the gills. Their habitat is fresh water, lagoon, example tilapia, heron, salmon, and tuna. Heterocerical tail is a symmetrical tail with a larger upper lobe and a small lower one. Their homocerical tail, symmetrical tail with two lobes. Differences between osteichthyes and chondrichthyes. Osteichthyes have terminal mouth, but chondrichthyes have ventral mouth. Osteichthyes have cycloid scales, but chondrichthyes have blastoid scales. Osteichthyes have skeleton mainly made up of bone, but chondrichthyes have skeleton made up of cartilage. Osteichthyes have bony fins, but chondrichthyes have fleshy fins. Osteichthyes have swim bladder, but chondrichthyes have no swim bladder. Class Amphibia. Tassel larvae breathe. The larvae breathe by gills and adults by lungs. They have thin, loose, moist and smooth and scaleless skin. They have no teeth. They have two pairs of limbs. Examples are frog, toad, salamander and newt. Class Reptalia. Skin is covered with dry, horny epidermal scales. They have two pairs of limbs with claws, except snake. They have homodont dentition. They lay cladodic eggs, keep a pool of full development on land. They have no external ear. Their habitat is aquatic and terrestrial. Examples are crocodile, lizard, snakes, gecko, chameleon, tortoise, and turtles. Differences between amphibians and reptiles. Amphibians have webbed digits in hind limbs, but reptiles' digits are not webbed. Amphibians have moist skin, but reptiles have skin with scales. Amphibians have limbs and no claw digits, but reptiles have limbs with claw digits. You should know that the marine iguana lizard Darwin observed in the Galapagos Island is only species of lizard with web digits, which is an adaptation for swimming. Class Apes, (brackets) birds. Skin is covered with feathers for protection, warmth, and flight. Forelimbs are modified to form and wings. Horny scales cover the legs and this relates them to reptiles. Horny beak presents but no teeth. Examples of birds are domestic fowl, pigeon, river bird, guinea fowl, and hawk. It should be noted that birds are thought to have evolved from reptiles. Birds are referred to as glorified reptiles. Birds are homeothermic, which means they maintain constant body temperature. Birds are most successful and most diverse terrestrial vertebrates. Similarities between birds and reptiles. There's a presence of horny scales, presence of claw digits, presence of cloacal opening, presence of cladodic eggs. Differences between birds and reptiles. In birds, there is no beak absent, but in reptiles, beak is absent. Birds' scales cover hind limbs only, but in reptiles, scales cover the entire body. Birds' feathers cover the body, but then reptiles' feathers are absent. In birds, wings are present, but in reptiles, wings are absent. In birds, teeth is absent, but in reptiles, teeth are present. In birds, they are homeothermic. ectothermic, but in reverse, they are poikilothermic. Class Mammalia. Skin covered bread hair. They have heterodont dentition. They have external ear called pinna. Females have mammary glands which produce milk for feeding the young ones. They have sweat glands. There's a presence of diaphragm. There's a presence of well-developed brain. Reproduction is viviparous. You should note that they are homeothermic. Reproduction is viviparous. Antibiotics, most give birth to young ones alive. There are three categories of mammalians: monotremes, marsupials, and ectotherians. Others in mammals. Others to be considered include other artiodactyl, other perissodactyl, other proboscidae, other rodentia, other lagomorpha, other carnivora, other charoptera, other cetacea, other primates. Differences between bears and mammals. There's a presence of beak in bears, but in mammals, beak is absent. In bears, teeth is absent, but in mammals, teeth is present. In bears, pinna is absent, but in mammals, pinna is present. In bears, there's feathers, but in mammals, there's fur. In bears, there are scales on the legs, but in mammals, scales are present. There's no mammary gland in bears, but in mammals, there's mammary glands. In bears, they have wings, but in mammals, they have no wings. In bears, they have hollow bones, but in mammals, they have denser bones. Similarities between bears and mammals. There are two pairs of limbs. They are four-chambered hearts. They are warm-blooded. Features of evolutionary significance in caudata. The skin or scales or feathers with scales on or fur, gill or lung, fugacious exchange, pectoral and pelvic vein, paired pentadactyl limb. Comparisons of the